I'd like to take a moment to share a vision with you, a vision of some ideas that I had wrote down in regards to the church. I wrote this down a little over a year ago before I was preaching full-time at a local church, and so here are some of those thoughts. Each person has a unique story that's commonly shared with a time and place with others of a similar human experience. I believe that there's a bigger story, a bigger plot at play. The Jesus story and the Israel story before him and the disciples and church story after Jesus is not just the greatest story ever told, but it's the ever-present story that each human should encounter, engage, and if so be convinced, accept and respond. I read a book in a class I took one time on worship. It was a book by a guy named Robert Weber. A paragraph from that book has stuck with me. It's given me a way to think about the faith I find myself in. He said, "The early church gathered to retell the saving events of God." Let me repeat that. The early church gathered to retell the saving events of God. So, Josh, you're saying the early church didn't gather to learn rules how to be good people in society? No. In fact, they encouraged each other to do that, but that was the result of the fruit, of the root, which was the reality, the history, the story of what God had been doing on earth in people like you and me over a good span of time. The revelation of God, the revealing of God, the scriptures in the Holy Bible, starts with a relational, creative creator that Israel reflected on in the book of Genesis, the listed first book of the Bible. There was an alienating event from the divine with the first couple that sparked a dark permeating search by humanity. The story continued, though, with the purpose of contrasting Israel's God with other lowercase g gods that were fashioned and thought up by other searchers. The difference with Israel's God, though, was that this God went searching for the searchers lost in the dark. The story is deep and dynamic with many characters that one can relate to in good ways and in bad. Humanity was always writing their story, even before they even invented writing. It was told in languages and drama through lifetimes of participants. Humanity has always been searching for freedom from alienation and longing for a good divine that transcended the story, but was connected to it and had not forgotten, rejected, or abandoned it. Humanity's story is a collection of diverse human experience, searching for something, searching for someone to give their life to attribute worth and meaning to. The first part of the Bible tells this story about a searching God. In that revelation, this God picks a guy named Abraham. And from here, the story is supposed to spread through a people for all people. Essentially, right at the start, the alienating darkness, the scriptures call sin, is at work within human relationships. The family of Abraham gets locked within an empire, and God must create a saving event with a guy named Moses. What progresses in the story is long and is the subject of what the early church retold. The early church had experienced a fulfilling part of the story, passed on from a small but rapidly growing group of people that had experienced a radical moment in human history when a man named Jesus was born. His life and the teaching, healing, and impact upon the world is unmistakable. However, the ultimate defining part of Jesus' story was that religion and empire put him to death by state execution on a cross. And witnesses 3 days after this cross event said that he had come back from the dead. The story for all who have thought about life and death just got real interesting. News about the entire story spread, and those who came to join this family movement called themselves Christians. The church, now I want to go back to this idea of the early church. These people gathered together to retell the saving events of their God from slavery in Egypt and the Exodus with Moses to the arrival of Jesus and the belief that God overcame death and the lonely alienating sin that wreaked havoc through human history through an empire's cross and a resurrection of the Son of God. The early church got together and retold the story about a God who chases humanity, that stumbles in the dark of meaning searching, addiction stumbling, and material striving. The relational meaning fix has arrived in Jesus. This I believe. A concept of worship is not just a word next to a time on a church sign. It is not just a time during a Christian Sunday morning where people sing songs to their favorite style of music. Worship is a concept to describe the spectrum of respect, attention, and response to something a human is convinced and convicted over. People in ancient times, when they would approach a king, if they were so privileged, would approach that throne individual with the posture of crawling. They would bow down to show authority out of sincerity or fear or both. They attributed worth or worship to that king. Worship is what happens when we devote our lives to someone or something. In fact, we give our entire story, our life to it or to them. To try and unpack all that the Bible gives to those on a faith journey is something that happens across one's entire life or across one's own story. It can happen in a church building or where two or more are gathered in Jesus' name. The collective story of Jesus. This is what worship story is all about. It is an acknowledgement that each human gets the one life that they get, and they end up devoted or worshiping in some way. In the human story, there are broken, dark, shadowy aspects that the human experience longs and desires to be enlightened or filled with the light, be delivered or saved. I believe that Jesus is that light that came into the world and the darkness couldn't overcome it and still can't. Worship story exists to help people align with the divine through worshiping the God we believe created, planned a rescue, put on flesh, and moved into the neighborhood, as Eugene Peterson says in John chapter 1 in the Message. The gathering is about retelling this story, wrestling with giving all of one's story to a God who writes very good stories and restores one's humanity after sin has had its day. There are a lot of details, but those can be hashed out over coffee as we humbly share the life story we have. The church that I want to lead is the church that offers simple attempts to insiders and outsiders of the Christian faith journey. While we share the Christian story, we believe to be the reality for all humanity, and so we invite people to explore what our faith family believes.